All right, why don't y'all stand up for me?
Yeah. He will deliver me. He will deliver me. He rides the wings of the wind, and he will deliver me. He will deliver me. He will deliver me. He rides the wings of the wind. He will deliver me. He will deliver. He will deliver me. He will deliver me. He rides the wings of the wind. He will deliver me. His ear is not deaf that he cannot hear. He's a mighty God. There's no reason to fear. His arm is not short that he cannot save. I know he's gonna lift me to a higher place.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you help me here, please? Thank you, Jesus. Well, let's sing then. I sing praises to your name, O Lord.
I sing praises to your name, O Lord. Praises to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name.
I give glory to your name.
I give glory to your name. Oh Lord, glory to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be.
I give glory to your name, oh Lord.
I give glory to your name. your name is great and greatly to be praised.
Praise your name.
Your name is great, for your name is great and greatly to be praised.
Why don't you just start to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are? Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just start to pray in the Holy Ghost right where we are. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glorify Jesus. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Jesse, you could just lead us right on in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Ubala sabada siela na mosoro babo sabada handiye. Ora da bala da bandi ela bosolo da boshakaye hesele ba no honi ela basaye loko ro baba hani ela bosniye hesala kora na mashie sekoya na mat lokachie seko rona mo bosala haye horo no muni ela basiye kore ba bashie hora bala tamenie hena koya mashiela moku hema no noya bahashie roba bosola matie Sekora baba halana mashie, hosokora la bala namedie, hebolo homashie, selana noya baha, sekora bashie manoho, hekanola baha, hemano sokora baba shie, heyana mala tianamo, sokorova bahashie, hebolo no kabaye, horo shobasie, sebolana mosokia, hebo sora babashie la rabasie, sebolo hosaye, Seno hokobo shunie, sora robo salarabasie, hobo roba bala nashie, seniaba kusie, he solokuma hantie, he a kora rabasie la raboso, hoba loba bosonamaye, hobo sora babalatie, seko sokomabashie la bosanie, hosalama nasie la bosu, sebo no hoshu da babasie, hokora baba nie la bosale, yekarashie la mosu, Bekiata chi and a moso ramachi, Biasanaye kunu ye basa, Bekora rabashie, Hebelo no mohosaya rabakaye, Sebodo hoshaye, Seloma horo rabashi, Sebodo horo rabasie, Hosororo moshinie, Seko horo rabashie, Hoso hoka babashie, Ho corona maladaba, Ho coroba boshuna mie, Sebolo hosoya maha, Seboro babachie, Horo baba hosaye, Hoko hora da maya yapa siya da bosai. Heko soma chula ba. Hebolo no siya bahashiye. Heko hora da basiye. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Ho sabura da bala diye. Yeko robaba la shiye na mosa. Semo hoba bahusa. Hobo robosa la da masiye. Homo sukuye da mashi. Heko roma basa la da ma. Heso nombo solo da bosiye. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. So rabatashi, ho sola babasi, heko sumahu rababashi, hebo solo la mosa, ho babala rabasi arabo rababosunamu, heko sola rabohusu, semolo sukuya la mashi, Thank you, Father. Ho sokora da babasi. Ho baba hasiye. Ho solara bosu. He basakanchi era bokur. Thank you, Lord. Ho, thank you, Father.
Well, thank praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank God. I sense the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And be very cautious with that. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Why don't you open your Bibles to Mark chapter 1. I just keep, the Holy Ghost is in this place. We're just going to have a revival meeting. And the anointing is going to be so strong on those meetings. I just sense it already. God's not playing games. I just sense that spirit. I just sense the anointing already. God is speaking very clearly. Very, 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 very clearly. He that has an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say, amen. Do it. Somebody say praise God. Now, in this week of this series of meetings, guess what we're out to do? Somebody say, change. Glory to God. And I can hear the Holy Ghost so clearly tonight. So clear tonight, like about three times, makes me almost shake in my shoes. Amen. Look at somebody and say, don't do that no more. Actually, it wasn't that. It said, don't do that again. Look at the person on the other side and say, don't you do that again. Look to the person behind you and say, don't do that again. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. See, we can be addicted to negative lifestyle, to negative report, amen, to failure, to the past, to bondages, and to all these things, amen. But Jesus comes. He said, now is the time. You're not going to do that anymore. Somebody say, praise God. Insanity. Everybody look at somebody and say, insanity. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and over again and expecting different results. Somebody say, stop the insanity. It's not going to change until you change. Oh, glory to God. You know, it's too quiet in here tonight. I'm glad we don't have to be here long tonight. We can just drop the bomb and go on the next tomorrow night. Somebody say, praise the Lord. But I got a word from the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is saying, don't you dare do that again. Hallelujah. Now, after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee in Mark chapter 1, verse 14. Preaching. Somebody said preaching. The kingdom. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And saying it. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. I'm going to tell you what, you're not going to be able to believe the gospel until you repent. Somebody say, praise the Lord. If you believe the gospel, you'll be able to receive the gospel, right? How many want to receive this good thing that Jesus has for us? Amen. How many want to grab a hold of it and see it come into fruition and manifestation? Well, listen, many of you are having problems in the area of your faith and the area of your belief because you refuse to repent. And when I say repent, I said change. Somebody say praise God. This series of meetings aren't going to do you any good unless you got a mindset that you're going to change. Revival's all about change. Somebody say praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Behold, if any man be in Christ, he shall become a new creature. Amen. And if you want to change in your life, if you want to change in your mind, you want to change in your finance, you want to change someplace, make a sacrifice. Amen. And be willing to change. Somebody say, I'm going to tear something up. Amen. Say, something going to change starting with me. Somebody say praise God in here tonight. I only got one scripture tonight, and it's right here. No, I got about two. I'm not going to lie to you. Amen. Maybe more. Amen. The time is fulfilled. Somebody say glory. It's much due time. It's much due season. Look at somebody say it's much due season. And in a much due season, somebody say praise the Lord. You've got to be willing to change. Say it's time to make that change. I know Dean or Rex probably know where that song comes from. Time to make that change. Amen. Listen, the time is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. So say the kingdom. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost is obtainable. Oh, praise God. But in order for you to get that thing that Jesus said is attainable, that shalom life, that righteousness relationship with God, somebody say, woo-hoo. You wouldn't believe what I heard in the car today. I was driving there, and I'm going to go on and share it. Believe me, there are going to be some changes that go beyond our imagination. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Woo, hallelujah. See, we have a mindset. We have a mindset and we have a mentality that we've developed, amen, because of what we've grown up in and because of what we've experienced. And we say, hey, this mindset is correct. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You people are going to be so blessed. Somebody say, the blessed. I'm talking to the green people. I'm talking to the green ones. I'm talking about to the green ones. I envision and I speak into existence right now. Do you hear what I'm saying? That you're going to be able to take days off in the middle of the week with no fear. Who told you? Who told you that life was all about 9 to 5? Monday through Friday. And if you don't do it, you won't exist. God is your source. You get your eyes on Jesus and you think about it. See, people don't have, you know what? You mess with somebody's 9 to 5. And they say, that's an untouchable area. Don't play with 9 to 5. We got to get to work. Come on. Now that's my job. Don't mess with my job now. We can mess with Sunday all we want to. Amen. Come on. We don't think twice. Sunday, we don't think twice. We don't think twice about Sunday. We don't think twice about Sunday school. We don't think twice about the extra meeting. Amen. If something got to be cut, we're going to take it from Jesus. Somebody say, glory to God. That mindset won't prosper. God's going to renew your mind so you can mess with anything, but don't you touch my kingdom life. My God supplies all of my needs. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. And you're going to be set free. Somebody say, set free. That when you need a break, you're going to stop stealing it from Jesus. Woo! Why? Because, see, the boss man pays all the bills for some of us because we haven't learned to live by faith yet. Oh, hallelujah. Clairefo, I tell you what, Leroy Thompson touched on this and visualized this and prophesied this. Some people just went to church and saw the show and said amen but didn't really hear what the Spirit of God was trying to say. Somebody say, praise God. We said it on Friday night. We said it right here on Friday night. We said, money cometh. And you know, we would always yell that thing, but from my spirit, I spoke that thing out. Amen. And got kind of a revelation to it. Somebody say, praise God. This is the day and this is the hour when the people of God will believe some things and see that thing come to fruition. To where we'll no longer be walking after the ways of the world. I'm not saying that work is wrong. Work is good. Amen. If a man doesn't work, a man doesn't eat. Amen. Amen. But that noose around your neck is going to be broken in Jesus' name. Somebody say, praise God. You're not going to lose any money. Glory to God. You will only increase. Somebody say, praise God. And you'll be free. Money doesn't give you freedom. God gives you freedom. And when you've got God, you'll always have a little bit, or not just a little bit, somebody say a lot of money. Somebody say, praise God. I'd rather have a blessed 2-day week, amen, than 6 days of misery. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. What kind of people are we talking about? See, the devil's telling us what we can do, when we can do it, and all these things. God's going to set his people free. Amen. Not everybody living like that. Somebody say, that spirit will be broken, and I will be able to worship God when I want, how I want, with no fear. Somebody, and when I go to work, God will go to work with me. And I work 3 hours, it'll be like me working 3 days. Somebody say praise the Lord. See, people can't even visualize that. People can't even think that. We're just so used that, you know, we're thinking, you know, we've gotten this mindset, the only day I'll ever be able to wash my clothes is Saturday. Said who? Says who? The only day I'll ever be able to cut my grass is Saturday, and if pastor shuts up soon enough on Sunday morning, maybe I'll squeeze one in between service. Come on. And we never even thought. We never even thought that something's got to give. So what we do is we push back the thing that will give us space and freedom and rest and relaxation. See, God will give you freedom, rest, and relaxation and a break. Said, take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. See, but the devil's not like that, see? You know, you give him one day, he wants two. You give him 2 days, he'll want a week. Somebody say, make them bricks. Build that house. Come on. Look at somebody and say, I'm not going to be making bricks anymore. Say it one more time. I refuse to make bricks. Glory to God. See, you need God's anointing on your job with you. And you need his favor on your job with you. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is it possible? Is it possible? When we live in his fashion, listen, seek ye first. Somebody say first. But we refuse to seek first. See, you got to renew your mind. You got to renew your mind. Somebody say, and renewing your mind is like repenting. See, you repent by renewing your mind. Repent means turn around and change your mind. Write that down. Repent means turn around and change your mind. Now, also write this. If it's not in the Word, it's subject to change. See, the devil's got some stuff set up, and he said, this won't ever change. It will always be like this. Come on. You will only be free when you go over to heaven to the sweet by and by. Until that day, amen, you're always going to have a noose around your neck, a whip on your back. Amen. And you'll always be working by the sweat of your brow. Say praise God. See, we didn't understand what was going on. We started to flow in some of this. We started to flow in some of this earlier. We didn't understand what it was. Hearkening unto the word of the Lord. Amen. Doing what you know you need to do. Amen. Listening to the Holy Ghost. When you take the Holy Ghost to work with you, they think you've been working for 8-9 days. Amen. They'll think that, amen, but God's blessing. There is such a thing as the blessing of God. There is such a thing as the blessing of God. He will cause the phone to ring. He will cause the right person to call you. Somebody say amen. Amen. When you got God's blessing, I've had things find me. Your blessings will find you out. There is a God. There is a God. He will get involved with your stuff if you let him. Somebody say, praise God. No matter what you do, God will get involved with it. He wants you to be blessed. He doesn't mind going to work. He wants to use you on your job as a witness. How are you doing it? How are you doing? Look at Joseph there in that type of bondage that he was in. Everything he put his hand to was what? Blessed. Somebody say, praise God. But we've got to renew our mind. Don't listen. Anything that's not written in that word, 9 to 5, not written in the word,
30 years, then you get to, no, 65, then you get to retire, maybe, with a little bit of Social Security. It's not written in the Word. Oh, glory to God. We must renew ourselves. And we've got to renew our mind that we might be able to be what God wants us to be. Some of this say it's subject to change. Ooh, boy. See, we're so used to preaching the devil stuff. We're so used to using God's word to back up what the devil set up. Come on. Hallelujah. But God's in to turn the thing upside down, inside out. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. You can do it if you want to. Somebody say praise the Lord. Where is this man going? Where is this man coming from? The kingdom. Somebody say the kingdom of heaven. Woo! Righteousness. Peace. Glory to God. See, listen, you're not going to be able to have that relation, the kind of relationship that God wants you to have if you don't know who you are in Jesus Christ and you don't have the peace of God. Know that God holds your stuff together, that you're not doing your stuff in your own flesh. You understand there's nothing that you can, nothing you learn. No, you can't tap dance fast enough to keep it all together. You need to put it all in the Lord's hand. Put your job in the Lord's hand and say, God, I can't do this anymore. You're going to have to do this with me and help me out. I need you more. I need you on my job just like I need you at church. Somebody say, let's go to church. You can wake up to the point where you get in your car to go to work, amen, and say, hey, we're going to church, amen. The Holy Ghost and I are going to work together, amen. We're going to get some stuff done. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, repent. Change your mind. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Glory to God. You got to change your mind concerning those things. Amen. How many want God to show up? Listen. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the good news. So say, change your mind and believe the good news. Say it one more time. Change your mind and believe the good news. Ask me this. What good news? Come on, ask me that question. Say it one more time. What good news? What good news? Listen, you'll be the top only and not on the bottom. Glory to God. What good news? He said he would cancel all of your debt, erase all your iniquities. Come on. What good news? God said he would prosper you. Amen. He said that whatever you put your hand to will turn to gold. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. Yeah. That is what good news. But you're going to have to change your mind. Somebody say, I'm not going to shut my mind up. See, many people got these old unruly children, whacked out kids, you know, and you just tell them before you know they ignorant, amen. So, I mean, my mom, I was kind of loony. Y'all know that when I was a kid, I was kind of crazy. I was kind of out there. And before we went in, my mom told me, you better keep your mouth shut. You say one word, amen, I'm going to put this shoe in your mouth, amen. So we so used to telling stuff to shut up. All right, you shut up. Now, that's good to start with, amen. Amen. Just it's good to start with shut up. Amen. But now it's time to get that mind. Say mind. I'm not going to put you in a back closet someplace. That's a little joke they do. They say that difference between never mind. There are some people, amen, they got some relatives and things, you know, they're kind of out there. Amen. And some of them let everybody see them. Amen. But some people keep them in the back room. Amen. Amen. Shut your simple stuff up and go upstairs. Well, that's the way we do ourselves, our minds sometimes. Shut up and go upstairs and shut the door. Amen. You know, don't let nobody know you crazy. Amen. But it's time. It's time. Somebody say it's time. It's time to open up that back room and bring that twisted head out. Somebody say, bring out the sick one. Come on, somebody say, come on out. I'm not going to hide you anymore. Amen. I'm going to give you the word of God, and you're going to change, and I'll be able to take you anywhere. Say, mind, repent. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. See, some people think, listen, you know, we got this flesh that, you know, we got to keep it intoxicated. You know, you saw those people when you see them little crazy hands, they shuffling around like this. Crazy? That's not craziness that makes them shuffle like that. That's the drugs. Amen. The drugs make them shuffle because they'd rather have them shuffling than run their mouth. Amen? Amen. Somebody say praise God. And some of you got yourself shuffling around. Amen. But it's time to stop that mess. Somebody say, don't do it anymore. Amen. Take the word of God. Not only get it on the inside of your spirit, but mess. Amen. But work over that twisted head. Somebody say, repent. What we were talking about this morning, a double-minded. Somebody say, double-minded man or woman or in between is unstable in all their ways. You're going to bring that stuff together. You're going to be whole in your spirit, whole in your mind, and whole in your body. Somebody say, praise God. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe ye the gospel. And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were what? Fishers. I guess those boys thought the only way they could make a living is that little boat. Somebody say, repent. Change your mind. He's changing everything up. Everybody in our town fishes. My daddy was a fisher. His daddy was a fisher. I know this boat from left and right, from left to right. Somebody say, this is the way it goes. This is the good old way. It will always be that way. Come on. Amen. And Jesus went there. Somebody say, Jesus. And Jesus came, and they said, listen, and they were fishing, to come ye after me, and I will make you become, say, I will make you to become fishers of men. That's what you're about to become after God gets you to repent. After God gets us to repent, glory to God, not only will we be fishers of money, everybody going fishing every day. You go out to work, you're fishing for some money. You're fishing for a compliment. You're fishing for a new pair of shoes. Amen. You're fishing for something. You don't go just because there's nothing else to do. You know, Monday morning roll around. I'm bored. I better just get up and go on to work. Amen. Nothing I'd rather do today but look at a computer all day long. Man, I just think I'll get on the phone and talk to people I don't know. You know, have them slam, hang up on me every 15 minutes, you know. Shoot. I'm bored. I guess I'm just going to go find somebody's vacuum cleaner and go to house to house. Ain't nothing else to do. I'm just going to drag me a vacuum cleaner and go from house to house. Nothing else to do. Somebody say, praise God. So someone say, I am a fisher. I can be motivated when it comes to it. Amen. But Jesus said, listen, I will make you fishers of men. That means, listen, instead of you fishing for money, amen, someone say panhandling, scratching at the surface, amen, trying to climb the ladder, amen, tap dancing for the boss. Be one of those. I was too dumb to be one of them. You know, before I had faith, I had some friends that were smart. I was just too honest. You know, we were goofing off on the job. The boss man came through. I wasn't going to stop goofing off because I felt guilty about that. If I'm going to be running my mouth and talking, I'm going to be running my mouth and talking when he walked by. You know, and he walked by the room and everybody else. And I'm sitting there like the dummy, you know. I work better than all of them. You know what I'm saying? But they had not, they could play it. Somebody say, praise God. Listen, this is the freedom that God wants to do to you. You're going to realize that when you go to work, you're going to work because God sent you. Somebody say, praise God. And your job, somebody say, everything that God has you do. Everything applies to your life. No matter what you do, you're doing it as unto the Lord, and there will be a joy to it. Say, I don't need this. I'm doing it because God's got me doing it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said I was looking for a job before I got this one. Somebody say, praise God. That job won't have you, you'll have it. Somebody say, confidence. Say that word one more time. Confidence. I received a prophetic word. See, the devil works against us and tries to steal our confidence, and you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. You'll never achieve anything. You'll never go to the top on your job. You're going to lose it all. It's all going to go under. Hang it all up. You've messed it all up. Say confidence.
Confidence.
Know what you need to tell the devil? You're right. Everybody say, you're right.
You're right.
I can't. I guess I won't. Say, I just quit. I'm just going to have to let Jesus go to work for me. Somebody say, praise God. Say, all right, devil, you win. I realize I can't do it in my own strength. You didn't convince me. I'm going to stop trying to do this in my own strength, in my own ability, worrying myself about it. Amen. I'm going to realize that I need God to go to work for me. And I'm going to ask my friend Jesus to show up. So tomorrow, amen, I don't want you to bug me. You bug Jesus about it. Somebody say amen. Somebody say glory to God. I'm going to take the anointing of the Holy Ghost. They say, I can do nothing. Just say, I repent. I'm changing my mind concerning that thing. Devil, you and I have been battling over this for a long time, and we're going to change something today. Amen. We're going to change something. Somebody say, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to make a confession. And I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to let God do everything. Hallelujah. I'm going to start saying, help me, Jesus. And I believe he will. Glory to God. Somebody get excited. Somebody say, praise God. I tell you what, that's good news. That's good news. That's good news that God is not going to let those things that concern you fall away. He's not going to let you lose your job. He's not going to let you lose your contracts. He's not going to do those things for you. He's not going to wipe your world out. He's going to hold it all together again. Amen. He's going to cause you to do better than you've ever done before. Amen. With his anointing and with his grace. Somebody say, with no sorrow added with it.
With no sorrow added with it.
Say, I'm going to let God
take away
every single one of my sorrow. I'm taking on a new job. I'm going to start working overtime. I'm going to start working for Jesus. And I will come unto me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway, somebody say straightway. Somebody say right away. They did what? They forsook their nets and did what? And followed him. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And straightway, that's what this week is all about. Somebody say, I'm going to take authority over my net. See, many of you people are tangled up in your own net. That's number one bondage. You're escaping something. You know, you're afraid of this and afraid of that, and you're in bondage to your own darn net. You're supposed to be out there catching fish, and you're all tangled up in your own net. Amen? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Many of you are afraid of your own net. You had to talk to your own money and tell money who's in charge. You need to tell your job. Amen? Tell the thing that you think is making a way for you and providing for you who's boss and who's in control. Somebody say, we got to put some things in perspective and get and renew our mind according to the word of God. And you listen, you need to hold your stuff together. And some of you got some good stuff going there by the Bible and by the word of God and by confession and by scripture. Do you hear what I'm saying? If we could hold our stuff together by our abilities, man, we'd be okay. We got lots of abilities. Amen. I have to do the same thing with this ministry and with this church. You know, I try to play real good, and sometimes it just doesn't work out, and sometimes it does. I tried to look good. Sometimes it worked, and y'all know sometimes it doesn't.
I tried to call people and be the sweetest person in the world. And guess what? Sometimes it worked, and y'all definitely know sometimes it doesn't. Somebody say praise. Somebody say, I don't care how good you are, you're good to some people. Will never, and even to yourself and even to the standard of the world, it will never, ever, ever be good enough. You'll always be jumping through hoops and wearing yourself and bugging yourself and zapping out. Come on. A little bit faster. Make them bricks a little bit faster.
No straw.
Yeah, no more straw. So I said, Landon, take my straw away to see if you really got faith. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I mean, it's like, I mean, you know, they take my straw away sometimes. Build this church with no money. Amen. All right, now you got your money. All right, now try to build it with no people. Amen. Somebody say, take your bricks away. Upon this rock, I'll build my church. You ain't got no rock. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
What kind of ability you got? Somebody say, none. Amen. But if you build it, amen. When you realize, amen, he, unless the Lord, somebody say praise God, build the house, any kind of house, the house that you live in, the house of Nations Church, your family, your business, your future, come on, somebody say build it. Unless the Lord build the house, everything you're laboring and wasting your time, it's all in vain. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say, I'm going to stop building. My houses are not stable. Anybody got a house that look real good on the inside, look real good until the walls start cracking, they showing off, and you can look. I can walk in a house. She's working for a building company. I can walk in a house and look at the corner of the house and say, this house ain't going to be here in 15 years. It look all sweet right now, but let me come in here 15 years from now. You'll see. Amen. I knew a crappy builder. Amen. I can pick a crappy house. Amen. Amen. But if you're building anything, if you're putting your life together and doing all this other stuff, I got it all together. Listen to all these people. I got the education. Somebody say, build it, boy.
Build it, boy.
Somebody say, yeah. Somebody say, I got the education. I'm smarter than everybody else. Somebody say, build it. I'm quicker. Somebody say, build it on. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground, somebody say, is sinking sand. You've got to learn to build with faith and build through Jesus Christ. Believe me, I've been building a long time. Amen. I'm talking about building a long time, trying to build a long time, and I've gotten to the point, amen, only what Jesus builds remains. And if he takes a long time to build it, let him take a long time to build it. It does not matter. Just let him put it all together. And I've come to this conclusion. God wants to see you blessed.
Yeah.
He wants to see you with an expected end. He wants your stuff to work out. And he has the ability to do it.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. And you just got to have faith and confidence in that. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Is this helping anybody tonight, or is it just too wacky? Somebody say, we're just renewing our mind. I'm trying to let you know that God is in control. There is a God. There is a God. There is a God. Do you hear me? There is a God, and he's more than Sunday morning. He's more than Wednesday night, Friday night. Amen. He's more than just an emotion. Amen. There is a God. And he's concerned about you, and he can handle it. And he's got your stuff under control, and you need to renew your mind according to that thing. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And life can and will get much better as soon as you realize that.
Amen.
Look at somebody and say, I'm not backed in a corner. Say, I refuse not to have a good day. See, every day I live, God makes it. And God has plans for me. Now, God must be kind of,
he would be kind of kooky if he says, I got a plan for you, a hope for you, a expected end, amen, a hope for the future, plans to bless you and to give you an expected end. Didn't he say that?
Yes.
Now, the devil doesn't make any days.
That's right.
The day that the devil makes, he has the ability to tell you what's going to happen in that day. But I want you to know, when the sun comes up in the morning, God put that day together, amen.
Amen.
And he's not twisted, amen. He's not trying to give you an expected end and give you a bad day.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, the day was created that I might live life, and that life more abundantly. That's how you take authority and redeem evil days. Say, wait a minute, devil, you did not put this day together. I'm going to put you in your place right now. You did not create this day. Someone say, this is not the day that the devil has made. I will not cry and be sad in it. Somebody say, praise God. But this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. Somebody say, praise God. And be glad in it. The day that the devil makes, you have all, you can be sad in it, mad in it, and crying in it all you want to. But every day that God, when you can make your own days, you decide what you're going to want to do in it. Somebody say, praise God. It's like you go to somebody else's house. You're not going to tell somebody what you're going to do in their house. I mean, that's tacky, isn't it? You go to somebody's house, you're going to tell them what you're going to do in their house. I'm going to sit anywhere I want to sit. Hey, amen. Well, listen, it's like God. Any day that God makes, amen, for you, you got to act accordingly. Oh, it's 8:13. I'm trying to get there. So listen, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Some say, change your mind. And some of you have already done that concerning some things in your life. And people thought you were crazy, but you live better than they live. You haven't fallen apart yet, have you? You haven't lost any more money than they lost, have you? Amen. You look better than what they look. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. But you still got something they don't have. You have peace of mind. Amen. You've got peace of mind. Somebody say, praise God. God, you know, he's faithful to keep that which concerns you. He is faithful to keep that which concerns you. Amen. As long as you're willing to keep him.
Amen.
Somebody say, I will change my mind.
I will change my mind.
And I will cause it to match up to the word. Somebody say, whatever's not written, in
his word
is subject to change. I want you to think about any unchangeable thing in your life right now. Think about anything that says it's not going to change, not going to buzz, not going to budge. Amen. Look at it and say, you are subject to change. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. You will never have the kingdom of heaven until you change your mind. I mean, you just get confused when your spirit's just, I mean, your spirit have all this good confession as long as the worship tape is on. But as soon as the worship tape is off, come on. Somebody say, praise God. Not only does God, see, your heart's already changed and your spirit's already renewed. You can turn on the Holy Ghost whenever you want to. You just pray in the Holy Ghost and everything's okay. Do you know that? You don't have to work on your spirit. Your spirit has to work on your mind. Somebody say, repent again.
The kingdom of heaven
is at hand. I had one scripture, and I, like a dummy, moved my little thing there. I moved it. Can you believe I did that? I moved my little mark there, and I got to find it so I can give it to you that we can go home. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say it, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You might not get it. Yes, give it to me, Lord. Why don't you stand up and act like you're happy just for a moment?
Ooh, glory!
Just act like you're happy.
Oh, have a cup of tea.
Go on and pray and enjoy yourself. Thank you, Judith. Thank you, Judith. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, change my mind. Say, change my mind. Change my mind. Your word never changes. Your word never changes. Hallelujah. If I can change my mind, God can change my world. Say it one more time. If I can change my mind, God can change my world. Do you believe it? Do you really believe that? How many want change your? How many want God to change your world this week? How many want God to change your world this week? You have got to see this whole thing this week. I don't know what the other speakers will be speaking on this week. I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. Amen. Amen. It's just a bit, who knows what's going on. Amen. But all we got to do is I believe they're going to be talking about change. Amen. Some say changing our mind. Say, I don't think like that anymore. Amen. Serve notice to your mind. Say, I serve notice to my mind right now. I've checked you in to a word hospital. They're going to work you over this week. Hallelujah. Say, I will drag you up. I will drag you out. Hallelujah. And say, you being checked in. Say, I'm checking you in. And you will change. You will change. You will not be limited. I don't care if the rest of the world is crazy. Amen. You're going to have the mind of Christ. Say, nothing less than the mind of Christ. Say, I have confidence in the mind of Christ. It will pay off. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. This is the season. This is the hour when the spirit of man is being renewed. For they're coming to the forefront. For they're arising. For they're arising out of sleep. And becoming that people and becoming that person that God designs them to be. Renew your mind and open your mouth and change your world. Renew your mind and open your mouth and change your world. Believe God. Believe God. Trust in God. Believe God and trust in God. This will be a quick work. This will be a quick work. This will be a sudden work. I will bring down strongholds. I will open doors. I will even open prison doors. I will bring in abundance. I will send rain in the time of drought. I can do all things. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Loose me and let me out. Ranganduna mana ustana mana ustana maham varakuma han seka talahanda. Ranganduna ma asharahanda le ushanahanda. Let him step up. Let him step up. Let him step up. Let him step up. Don't be afraid to loose your spirit and allow it to renew your mind. Don't be afraid to think the things of God. Amen. To act on the things of God. Ranganduna de ba asama say, you can have some space. You can have some space. How many? They said, what portion of our mind we don't use? How much of our mind do we actually use? Our head? 10% of our head. We only use 10% of our head. Isn't that amazing? Huh? Probably 10%. I wonder what the other 90's for. I wonder what the other 90's for. Someone said, space for renewal. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Space for renewal. If God gave you 100% mind, somebody say, praise God. He put it in you. He put it in you to use, didn't he? How would you like that means that, listen, if you got 100% of your head working on your job, that's going to be like 10 people working instead of one, isn't it? means you can get things done just as fast. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, Spirit of living God within me, take that 90. He can have 100, but give him, I mean, just give him 5% this week. Give him five percent more of your brain. How can you do it? By allowing him to rest in your head. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Repent. Some say, change. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We've got 8 minutes. We've got 8 minutes. Just start, yeah, Rita said, take an offering. Amen. Somebody say, praise God for that. Praise God. Are you excited? Are you excited? This morning, I was back on this side back here. You know, and as Jesse was praying, I came back to this little section back here. And I've been hearing things and, you know, believing God and trusting God and stepping out and some of the things we've been hearing more confidently and more boldly. Amen. But, you know, it takes boldness to speak things because nobody wants to miss things. That's not pride. Amen. That's not pride. I mean, you just don't want to miss things. You just don't want to say things because people get, you know, you will work it. When you start running your mouth about things that aren't of God, that don't happen, you know what? You're going to hurt people's faith. Amen. But I'm not responsible. Amen. Amen. I'm not responsible to perform those things. I'm just responsible to speak what I hear. Amen. And if what I speak is not so, he can make me a greasy spot. Amen. That makes it real easy, doesn't it? Just takes that responsibility away from you completely. Amen. But I did hear, amen, for those that hear this thing. Amen. That God would do some wonderful things this week. I did hear that God would do some wonderful things this week, that he would loose some things. That he would loose some things for you that need to be loose. Some things that are locked up. Uh-huh. There's some things that are locked up. Amen. You're going to take this week, amen, to break it. To break it. To break it forth and cause it to flow forward for you. Amen. Somebody say, I'm going to have my deliverance and my breakthrough this week in Jesus' name. You got to believe that. You got to believe that. Somebody say, I'm going for breakthrough. Say, I'm going to put everything else to the side. And I'm going to invest in heaven. And it will bring forth much fruit. Say, this week, my family will be restored. This week, the money that's owed to me will be paid up. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, hallelujah. Say, this week, those broken things in my home will be fixed. This week, that person I can't talk to, that relationship that's just devastated, will be healed in Jesus' name. This week, that pain that won't go away, that keeps coming back, will be healed in Jesus' name. This week, I'm taking notice. And I'm serving it. That my mind is going to be renewed. And my world will be changed. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Say, I will be controlled by nobody other than the Holy Ghost. And I'll follow the Spirit of God. And it will lead me and guide me into all truth. I am going into my season of abundance. In Jesus' name. Say, God, help me. Hallelujah. Say, God, help me to enjoy myself this week. Say, I'm going on a spiritual first class vacation. Say, God, pay for it. Somebody say, all expenses paid. So I'm open to free lunches. Amen. To promotions, to whatever it's coming. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I expect and I receive provision. I expect something good to happen to me. Say, I expect something good to happen to me. I expect that God would keep me. Say, I'm in the hidden place, and I'm not coming out. Somebody say, I'm relaxing in Jesus' name. Say, no stress. Say it, no stress. Say, I rebuke stress in Jesus' name. No stress. I will not fret. I will not worry in Jesus' name. I'm with God this week. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And you can just tell people, don't mess with me this week. You need to hold that thought. Somebody say, don't come against me. Somebody say, praise God. Do whatever it takes to stay in peace this week. If it takes you to stay at a friend's house, do it. Do you hear what I'm saying? If it takes you to stay at a friend's house to be at peace, do it. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. If it takes you to go to the bank and pull out some extra resource, amen, do it. Somebody say, amen. Amen. That you might be able to go to lunch and enjoy yourself. Somebody say, I will enjoy myself this week. Say, I'm free. Say it one more time. I'm free. Say, this is the year of Jubilee. Now, I want you to just put your hand beside the person beside you, and I want you to pray over their week this week. Just pray over their week this week. Amen. Pray over their week this week. Just pray over their week this week. Pray over their week this week. Just pray over their week. Pray. Because, you know, the devil's going to try to destroy their week. Amen. The devil's going to try to destroy it. Amen. Bell needs somebody back there. Praise God. The devil's going to try to come against their week. Yes, he is. Don't you know he's mad about it? You know, all we're doing right now is praying over this week. The devil's going to try to hinder their week, come against them. And you tell the devil, no, I refuse. I'm going to enjoy myself this week. Somebody say, I'm hidden in Christ. I found a secret place. And I want you to command a good week over them in Jesus' name. Command. They're going to need some finance, glory to God. They're going to need some blessing this week. They're going to need some flowers delivered. They're going to need something good to happen. Say, let the good thing happen. Let the good thing happen in Jesus' name. I call blessings down over you this week. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, do something good for these people. Hallelujah. Don't you dare have the same week you had before. Don't you dare have another bad week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I command a good week over you. I command everything to turn around in Jesus' name. Every single thing to turn around. Glory to God. Those things that you're worried about and friends and people you're concerned about, I command a supernatural change over them in Jesus' name. Devil's going to let the people go. Glory to God. The devil's going to let the people go in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Prison walls are coming down in Jesus' name. People are going to come out of some stuff. Glory to God. People are going to be set free, healed, and delivered. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Say, we're going to win this battle. Say, I'm going to get myself a cup of tea. Get by the pool. Amen. Put my feet up and watch the Lord win the battle. Somebody say, get him, Lord. Right on, King Jesus. Work it out. Say, work it out in Jesus' name. Say, I will never, never, ever, ever be the same again. Say, this church will never, ever, ever be the same again. Nothing we put our hands to will ever be the same again. In Jesus' name.
Well, bless God. Bless God. Say, I'm open to blessings too. Hallelujah. Y'all need to get we need to get some name tags and say, I'm open for it. Say I'm open to whatever good thing you want to do. Amen. You need to put a name tag on. I'm open to promotions. I'm open to whatever. If you're, I'm waiting. Somebody say, I'm waiting and believing.
I'm waiting and believing.
And expecting.
And expecting.
And I'm wide open for it. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, hey, it's going to be great. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Well, just rejoice in Jesus. It's 8:32, and I can't keep you any longer. All week this week, we're going to be having some mind-renewing service. Amen. Listen, I know it is a sacrifice. I don't care. Do it anyhow. Somebody say, praise the Lord. 8 o'clock. We're going to do it at 8 o'clock because it's going to be so hard at 7 o'clock because traffic, and all this other stuff, trying to get your meals done, trying to take care of your family. 8 o'clock, and we're trying to get you out of here at 9:30. Amen?
Yes.
Try to get you out of here at 9:30, and we can do it because we started at 7 o'clock, and it's 8:30 right now. We're going to open it up to some of the anointed people that we know. We're looking anybody that we know that can get a good word, a good prophetic word, we'll bring them in here. So far we know of, it's the first day, Sandra Hughes. Sandra Hughes is the director of family life at Lakewood Church. How many of y'all took Sandra's classes down there? She works with Mark Brazies, and she was over there in Spain for a while. She's back now. Sandra's going to be with us on. She says she's coming on Thursday night. She's going to be sharing on Thursday night for a short time. And she said, "Huh? That might be a good idea." Amen. Then she called. Then she said she's going to come in on Thursday night. Then on Friday night, she just want to come and get drunk with us. Amen. And get some of them Lakewood drinkers. Amen. They said they need a drink. They said it's been kind of dry. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. So we're going to have a good time, 8 o'clock all week long. Listen, keep yourself out of strife. Amen. Keep yourself in the love of God, even if it takes you to relax. Amen. Don't press yourself. Amen. Don't press yourself this week. Just walk in the pace of God and with the peace of God. Just stay in the peace and pace yourself with God. God will open things up with you. Don't allow the devil pressure. Do not receive that pressure. It's a curse. And God's power will not work under that pressure. So we say, I relieve the pressure and the stress in Jesus' name. Say, God is with me this week. And I'm going to accomplish more than I would if I was doing 10 times more in my own flesh. And thank God for that. Thank God for that. And listen to the Holy Ghost. Don't get greedy. If it's a hot week, don't get greedy. Realize it's hot because of God. Amen. Just be patient and hold your values. You know, God's trying to give you your values back. Amen. Hallelujah. This is your time to seek first the kingdom of God. Then all those things that you desire will be added unto you. Hallelujah. We get to receive tonight's offering. Somebody say, praise God for that. Hallelujah. If you got any coins, we want them all. There was one on the floor. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing. I think we need to have Betty come in one night this week, Jesse. Betty Nelson. How'd you like Betty Nelson to come in? Now listen, if any of y'all want to have some fun, we got some friends all around the country. We can bring in some big ones. Y'all want to help us out with some plane fares, we'll bring in some big ones. I don't care if it be 8 people here. We can bring in Vanessa. We can bring in Brother Marty. It's the middle of the week. So you want to come on down? Come on down. Somebody say, it's good. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. Anybody got a jet we can borrow? Anybody got a jet we can borrow? Anybody know anybody got a plane? Man, we'll hang out this week. We just go picking up people and bringing them in and having fun. I say, what you doing?
So say, what you doing? Say, what you doing? Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. How you doing, Sister Wilma? You doing okay? Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. As soon as you have your offering together, say, I got it together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Huh? We want the best. He might be the best, but we want the best. We want the best. Somebody say the best. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want the best. Amen. The qualification, I've missed it before, but if they missed it once, we want the best. Amen. We want to hear heaven this week. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, praise God. I received that in Jesus' name. But there's some good ones coming in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mary Hunter wanted me to get Charles and Francis Hunter out here. Mary Hensley. How'd y'all have Charles and Francis sometime this week? Wouldn't it be fun? Come and reconfirm that word. Hallelujah. Somebody say, well, somebody say, here's what you got, precious. Doesn't Judas look nice tonight?
I never want to see what I have.
Yes, I did. Okay. Somebody say, the flames of fire. Somebody say, the flames of fire. Worship and praise. Well, praise God. They look good. This woman knows the people, doesn't she? Hallelujah. Somebody like say, Lord,
send in
the best that we might be blessed in Jesus' name. Somebody say, the hiding place. I shall be restored.
I shall be renewed.
And I'll come back
as pure gold.
Well, praise God. Hold that offering up. Say, offering.
Thank God for
you. I'm glad to be getting rid of you. It's right for you. It's best for us that we depart for this short season. I know you don't want to go, but in my flesh it's hard to see you go. But you've got to go. You've got to go. If I want to see you again, you've got to go. But we shall be united again. Because you love me so much. Amen. Because I tell you to do what you want to do. You want to increase the kingdom of God. And I'm in agreement with that. So I send you forth to continue to do what I told you to do. I'm sending you out, but you're going to come back again. You're coming back again. Hallelujah. With lots of your friends. Lots of your friends. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. Hallelujah. I'm rich. I'm blessed. And I'm prospered. Right now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Why don't you go on up and sow that? And just sow that with boldness. Get up there and actually put it in the plate and say, get out of here. Amen. As you just say, go on out of here. Get going. Get going. Send it out. Speak to it. Say, get going. Get out of here. I send you out. I send you out in Jesus' name.
You know what?
Let me go.
You don't want me